A Love Letter from God by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Today's devotional is my imagining what God might say to us about His Word. Dear Precious One, I'm writing to you because I'm not sure you've read my other letters. Oh yes, it's true, I've written to you before. It's actually a bunch of letters I left just for you. I gathered them all together and bound them in a book. It's called The Word, or maybe you've heard of another name, the Bible. Don't worry if you haven't read it, I know it's quite lengthy. It's something to take in pieces, something you read often. You see, I know that it's hard being in the world. I know because I sent my son there, and I watched as they mistreated him, railed on him, and finally nailed him to a cross. It was hard to watch, and why did he do it? He did it because I love the world so much. I wanted them to one day be with me, you included. Some of my earlier letters talk about this. When the people sinned, I told them to take a perfect animal, a lamb, and to sacrifice that lamb. Then they would put the blood on their doorpost. And when the death angel passed over, whoever had followed what I said would have their sins covered. That is, until my son came. When Jesus came and his cousin John was baptizing, he saw Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," John 1:29. "All have sinned and fall short of my glory," Romans 3:23, "and the wages of sin is death, but my gift to you is eternal life through Jesus," Romans 6:23. I know a lot of people think that they need to work their way into heaven, but it's not true. That was man's idea, and while man has a lot of good ideas, this is not one of them. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins, Hebrews 9:22. Day after day, a priest would stand and perform religious services, which can never take away sin. But Jesus offered up one sacrifice for sin, forever. Jesus is sitting with me now. Did you know Jesus is going to call those who have trusted in Him to come to heaven, and that day is coming soon? It's true, I only speak truth. But only those who have trusted in what Jesus did are going to be able to come. Salvation is something that is a gift. It's through faith, not works, so no man can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. In fact, someone's faith is counted for righteousness when they are not working for it. Titus 3:5. If man could work to get into heaven, then it's no longer a gift. And I love giving good gifts. James 1:17. I want you to know about something. I used to have a beautiful angel named Lucifer. He was in charge of worship. But one day, he became proud and wanted to ascend higher than my throne. I had no choice. His name became Satan, and I threw him out of heaven. He took 1/3 of the angels with him, who are now called demons. If you've ever heard negative things about me, Satan is the source. You see, his destiny is sure. He can never go to heaven, so his mission is to discourage others, to turn them away from knowing the truth. And if they know the truth, he still likes to cause them to doubt things I've said, promises I've made. If you have ever heard things like, "God doesn't love you. If God loved you, He wouldn't have taken your loved one. God has left you. God is not fair." Oh, my precious one, I want you to read my letters. It's the only way you'll be able to recognize Satan's lies. Life is not fair, but I am a just God. And there has been no greater love than the love I have shown you by sending you Jesus. John 3:16. And allowing Jesus to lay down His life for you, His friend. John 15:13. Did you know I'm preparing a place for those who have accepted my son? John 14:1-6. I love watching you as you go through each day, but I want you to be with us. I want you to experience what I had in mind from the very beginning. A world without sin, a world without pain. I know you hurt in this world. I've kept track of all your sorrows and gathered all your tears. Psalm 56:8. I want you to know how special you are to me. Yes. There are a lot of people in this world, but there's only one you. You are unique. You are made in my image. Genesis 1:27. And well, that's all I wanted to say for now. I hope you sit down someday soon and open up my love letter. I meant each and every word. All my love, for now and forever, God.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.